fellow and that kind of stuff. Does that exist in the animal life? In our life exists. Rumi said, haven't you heard the good name? Everybody knows it, you don't? Because one of the best things for me, the source of happiness, remember? All the problem was that, okay, how could we be the happiest? He said, one of the main keys to the happiness is the good name. But you know that a lot of people appreciate you. They name you a good fellow. That's the source of what? A pleasure. It needs a lot of work from you. What is that work? He explained that, listen, you do this, you do that, you do that. Then explanation got a little bit more sentimental and it went Arabic, remember? A lot of Arabic, and at the end he said, okay, let me say it in Persian. And what was that saying in Persian? He said, there are some of us who have reached that level of feeling and they are coming back to call us to that. Listen to that. Listen to the sky, because this sky, you remember all the Arabic started with saddaqu, be honest, honesty. Because honesty is what you really, really need. And when I said you need honesty, you thought, oh yeah, okay. I mean honesty, to be honest with the people. No, first of all, you need honesty to be honest with yourself. Because we are not even honest with ourselves. No. Because this, when I start to be here, and I start to let this one, the brain, know that I'm here, and I participate, I even stop that brain. One of the most difficult things to do, because this is an automatic machine, and it's supposed to work even when I'm dreaming, when I'm sleeping, right? There are ways to control this. One of the things that is very important when you get aged is to choose what you keep here, because you cannot keep everything here. Could you? And you cannot keep nothing here. And you live with your memories. What do you do with your memories? If you're not choosy, this one will choose for you. How? Counting. Whatever happened once or twice is not important. Whatever happens most often is very important. And things like that. Then, all the sicknesses and all those silly stuff that we later discovered in ourselves. Do you remember? We didn't know that we could love ourselves only. We didn't know that one person could fall in love with him or herself. To become extreme this, extreme that, even up to being crazy. That's the vast possibilities out there waiting for me. What should I do? I could do something about this. Means this one will collect and little by little becomes a, what do you call it in English, hoarder? Becomes a hoarder, right? I could do something. I could prohibit something to come in and insist. Of course, she will try to cheat me, but I observe whenever this one is starting to think about my uncle in my childhood who was a bad man, I force him to play a music for me, a difficult, special music for me to listen. Take a long, long time to succeed, but when you succeed, you stop this. So that memory will fade away. Good memories remain for me. Therefore, I'm going to have a better life. What's wrong about that? For that, the first thing I need is honesty. To be honest with myself. If not, this will try to play tricks in me. All the tricks, the psychological tricks that the brain will do with the people is when they don't try to control it. I try to control it. Anyhow, he said, is the honesty. Then, it's not only honesty, it's a couple of stuff, and for a couple of months we're going to see them one by one. Said, the first one is honesty. Did you get it? I repeated it. Honesty, honesty, honesty. Okay? Second thing is be careful. And with that, I mean a very special stuff. Not to do the dangerous stuff and be careful. Let's hear it. You win. This is your turn.
You want me to be prudent, do you?
If you're not ready, we'll do it later. Someone else?
Do you want someone else? Yeah.
Okay.
The meaning of prudence and the parable of the prudent man. Consider what happened to the former, or fly with prudence towards the latter end. What is prudence? Precaution in two plans. Of the two, you will take that one which is far from craziness. One person may say, on this road there is no water for 7 days, and there is a foot-scorching sand. Another man may say, this is false, push on, for you will find a running fountain every night. It is prudent that you take water, so that you may be saved from dread and may be on the right. If there be water, spill this. And if there be none, alas for the obstinate man. O children of the vicegerent, deal justly. Act with prudence for the sake of the day of tryst. That enemy who took vengeance upon your father and dragged him from Ilion to prison and checkmated that king of the spiritual chessboard and made him, from paradise, a thrall to calamities. How often in combat did he seize him by sleight, that he may wrestle with him and throw him in disgrace. Thus he has done to that paladin. Do not regard him with contempt, O you others.
Who is he talking about? Did we hear a story about this? Remember anything?
I can't remember the story, but we talked about prudence before.
No, here, look at it. There was a paragraph which was the answer to the non-believers. Before that, there was this thief that was cutting the door and said, I'm playing a violin for you, you will hear it tomorrow, you see? All of this. Suddenly, he said, okay, let me tell you what the prudence means and who a prudence fellow is. Which the second part is a little bit fishy, isn't it? If you explain the prudence to me, why should I know? No, because he said, this is a parable. But you know that in Arabic and Persian, the word is mesal. Mesal is parable and is equivalent and is looking like, is mesl, the same stuff almost, right? Okay. I want to explain all of this. The story is very simple. He said, okay, first of all, you have to understand what I'm talking about. Let's bring an example. You wanted to travel in Rumi's time. Or in your time, you want to travel and somebody will tell you, you know what? Up to 800 miles, there is no gas station, so fill it up. Somebody will say, no, just past the Squamish, there is three of them. What do you do? Said, be prudent, feel the tank. If it was gas station, good for you. You could feel it even. But if there was not, you were not stupid. What was that to begin with? To understand that, let's go back the beginning of book two. Remember? Beginning of book two is a very sophisticated job. Do you remember I told you at the age of 20-something, I was in Paris, I left all these educational system even behind me, and an accident brought me back to read Masnavi again. And when I read it, because I was studying the stuff that was the best thing for this, I passed the cybernetics, I was studying linguistic and text analysis. Then I came back to this book. How good it is. I was lucky because someone asked me a question, and that question was in book two. So I started with book two, and it's magical. Why? He had 2 years to think about it. Do you remember when he closed his class? He was thinking about it. He sent the people for practice and things like that. He was thinking about it. He started it. Fantastic. Let's go back there. And we have to know that book very good. Why? Because I try to convince you at least that book two is about this knowledge. All of it is Hikmat. First book is about love. Second one is about Hikmat. The third one is enrichment. Right? Okay, when he wanted to explain this wisdom, how did he do it? Do you remember? He put all book one in one sentence and he said, somebody asked me what love is. I told him, when you become we, you will understand it. As long as you remain I, you don't get it. Then he had an opening session. Long one, remember? More than 120 verses. What was that all about? First was the necessity of going and coming back, the door open, that flying eagle, all of that, change of the attitude. The second one was talking about this donkey, which is enemy of the path, remember? Over there he explained some bizarre stuff. Bizarre stuff that you didn't even pay attention a lot, because he was talking about two different sect of Islamic religion, and he said, don't believe in this one, believe in the other one, because this one is stupid. Do you remember? That one was the logical brain-like thinking. They thought that everything is as it appears. They didn't know that, oh, the meaning has levels. There is a deeper level of meaning and the deeper and the deeper. But they wanted to stay on the surface, remember? Whether he talked about it, how? How did he say it? Anyone? I know nobody remembers. You know why I remember? First of all, I read it, I think, more than 1,000 times. And I talked about it a lot of times. In book two, he started something which is underneath the texts. He talked about your instrument of improvement, your senses. He said, there are 5 senses which are animalistic ones. They are tuned to see what? Outside. Because all the senses are made in animal to understand the environment. Right? So, when it comes to us, there are 5 different ones. First of all, it's in us. There is a feeling here. But the feeling doesn't have any special location, any special instrument. And it's looking inside, and it goes